recorded live right here in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews. And now here's Larry.
Oh, yes. We are back.
They're back. They're here again.
I didn't hear much out of our live studio tonight. No, that's kind of weak.
We do have a live studio.
That's kind of weak over there. Maybe we need to mic them up a little better. Well, I hope everybody had a good Christmas and a happy new year. You know, we're back and we're rocking and rolling this year, so I hope they have a good one. Randy?
Yes.
I am going to declare up front, the year of 2025 is the year of me.
The year of you, huh?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, why not?
Why not? I think it's only fitting.
Well, you know, I thought every year was that for you, Larry.
Well,
wasn't last year the year of you?
We are going to, well, you know, but I didn't like
today
the
was
went.
The day of you, and well, and you know, I mean, what else is new?
It just didn't work out the way I wanted it, so we're going to hit repeat and try it again this year. Do you understand?
That'll work. All right.
So everybody, try harder. Thank you very much. All right. Hey, if you haven't listened to our last two shows, I got to tell you, we did a couple of great shows.
They were awesome.
Martha Cothran hit it out of the park for our Christmas show. Mm-hmm. Oh, she just did wonderful.
Yeah.
I actually listened to it three or four or five times. I really enjoyed it.
I talked to some people that saw it. And they said, you know, I knew her.
Yeah.
And what my brother was one of them.
Okay.
He knew her.
Yeah.
So,
well, we did get an email. A lady said, wonderful history lesson. Thanks for doing that. It was worth repeating, you know, and just really enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
I think she watched it over on YouTube or Rumble, one or the other. And then Richard Yada, good friend of mine.
He was great.
Oh, did an awesome job talking about the Japanese internment camp. He was our New Year's show, and I just thought it was phenomenal.
Right.
In fact, I sat down and I watched that with James and both of the shows for Christmas and New Year's. And just, he really, and hey, he had a lot of questions. He's 10 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Had a lot of questions. So I thought that they went extremely well.
Right. I can't wait until I get my uncle on in California.
Yeah.
He's 99 years old, and he was one of the first Marine Raiders.
Yeah.
And he joined the Marines when he was 16 years old.
Yeah.
You know. He lied about his age.
I saw that part of a video. I did.
And he was 16 years old because he knew, you know, he saw that Pearl Harbor had hit, and he said, "I want to join the Marines, Army, or whatever." And you know what made him select the Marines? It was the color of the uniform.
I remember him saying that on an interview.
We're going to have him on. We're setting it all up. So he's in Lodi, California. We're going to set it up where he's right here on this screen.
Let's get it done sometime between now and February.
I've got to. He's 99. I've got to get it.
I was thinking that when you said he's 99. I'm like, well, let's hurry up and get that show going because we may not have enough time there.
Right.
So, but anyway.
All right.
Go ahead. Well, no, I think we're doing okay. It's New Year's. You know, everybody talks about New Year's resolutions and goals and all that. And
I don't.
Well, you know, I used to teach a lot.
I never kept them. So
well,
I don't even make them.
I used to teach a lot about long-term goals, mid-term goals, and short-term goals. And it got so complicated and so detailed that I think we all just got lost in everything.
Well, sure.
You know, really, we did. Now, I will tell you that a few years ago, in fact, it was December of 2021, I kind of changed my ideas on a lot of goals, okay? I had what I would call a leadership failure that year. It wasn't anything moral or anything. It was the fact that I had somebody on my payroll that I needed to let go. Mm-hmm. I needed to fire him.
Sure.
And I didn't do it, and I just kept dragging my feet. You know, I don't like to fire people.
No, it's not fun.
I really don't. But I have figured out in life that it's my champions. I fire someone from their job because my champions that are on my team deserve that loyalty from me as an employer. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it rocked along, and then all of a sudden she became kind of a cancer and started talking to two of my other employees, and they just went downhill quick. And I've got to tell you, December of 2021 was one of the worst months of my life.
Really?
Seriously. And I was just wallowing in that failure. It was horrible.
Carol's shaking her head. She remembers that
Yeah, she remembers it. It was. Mm-hmm. I was so happy to get out of that restaurant. I shut it down for a week, and I went to Texas, and I told the kids, don't ask me to do one stinking thing. If the place burns down, don't even tell me. I'll find it when I get back in January sometime, you know? So it really was pretty horrible. And I just wanted to get through that. But one of the things that really kept on me was in that month, I realized this failure was really weighing heavily on me. And I really had two, what I would consider, what that one was the most major. That was number one. And then number two, I had another failure that was a business deal that I backed out of and I really didn't want to, but there was pressure on me that I needed to. And I just couldn't even share the details of why, you know, at that point. So I went back to something that you and I follow. We follow John Maxwell, correct?
Right. And he has a book about failing.
Failing forward.
Yep, failing forward.
That's right. And he always teaches when you make a mistake, when you have a failure, before you jump back up, pick something up on your way up and learn
and
from
learn
it.
Learn from it, right.
And you know, Randy, I came.
He says, stay down in it a while.
Yeah.
He doesn't tell you to get right out of it. He says, no, if you fail, stay down there and look around.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what I did that year is I decided I've got to learn from this failure. And so I sat down and Carol and I had a lot of conversation about this. We had staff meetings with everybody else. And you know what? Because of everything that we learned and our leadership grew so much during that time, when we had a staff meeting about this, I got to be honest with you, the staff stepped right up and said, you know, Mr. Larry, Miss Carol, you did awesome and we're behind you 100%. And they needed to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. So anyway, I'm talking about all of that and you know, I just so if you're really bogged down this year, kind of starting out this new year, do me a favor. Figure out your top, and I would just say three, your top three failures that you had in 2024 and list them and what can you learn from them so that you don't repeat them. Okay. If you learn from history, you don't repeat it. Okay. Then take your top three successes.
Sure.
And list them and learn from them everything that you possibly can.
Right.
My idea is this, and this has changed over the years, probably you need to figure out that you learn more from your failures than you do from your successes.
Absolutely.
You probably do.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that type of teaching for years, but hey, I'll just leave it right there. I kind of buy into it now.
Yeah, we could do a whole show on leadership.
Yeah, sometime. I think we
you
probably
know,
could.
I've told people that just real quick is, you know, if you fail, you usually didn't get there overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of don't expect to be out of it overnight.
Yeah,
it's going to take. It took time for you to fail.
Yeah,
it's going to take time for you to get out of that.
I buy into that completely. Yeah. I really do. I really do. Now, that leads us up to our podcast of what we want to do tonight in this podcast. We have your beautiful and very brilliant daughter,
Hannah.
Yeah, let me
get the camera keyed up here.
Yeah, there
we
go.
There she is.
So, Hannah, welcome to the show. You've been quiet during this time, just with a little smile on your face. But something that happened back in 2024, we're going to talk about a huge success that you had and I had in 2024. You know, we've alluded to the fact that you and Donna and Carol and I go to dinner at least once a week, you know, and that's all planned on every Wednesday night. We go to different restaurants and we eat and everything.
This Wednesday, we're going to Sirloin's Inn, the new one.
Do we have reservations?
I don't know.
Okay, well.
We will.
I hope Donna's downstairs working on it.
She's working on it right now.
Okay, good. So here's what we've got. We go to dinner all the time, and Carol and I noticed that your dad was eating about half of what he used to. And then we noticed that he's losing a lot of weight. And I'm like, dang, I hope nothing's wrong with Randy, you know, because he's losing so much weight so fast. Yeah. I hope he's okay physically, you know. Mentally, I know he's off, but physically, you know, I hope
she's
he's okay.
She's known that for a long time.
Yeah. Well, I know. And I'm just supporting her in this podcast. And so, you know, finally one evening, you know, he ate about half of what he normally did, and he pushed his plate back. And I said, okay, Randy, what's up? Just fess up. Tell us whatever you need to tell us, fess up. And that's when he told us, hey, I'm on this new shot. The particular shot that he was taking is the Mounjaro shot. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people have probably heard a lot about Mounjaro and Ozempic and, you know, and and all on TV commercials and different things. And it's kind of been the big buzz thing for 2024 and all. And so his doctor put him on it because of diabetes, you know, to get it under control and taken care of. And so, you know, and it was extremely expensive at that time.
Right.
And so we talked a lot about it and everything. And so 2024 rolls around, and really in November and December, Hannah, I started hearing that you were starting your clinic in Maumelle.
That's right.
And what's the name of your clinic?
LC Aesthetics and Wellness.
And what's LC stand for?
My son's name, Luke Calvin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to give little
this
Luke.
My grandson, yes. too.
That's right. I wanted to give him a little plug on this show because he's a cutie. He really is. And I got to tell you, he's probably downstairs. Is he downstairs right now?
He's downstairs.
Dear God, your dog.
That's why we got the door shut.
To
if lock you hear barking or banging, it's the kids and dog downstairs.
Both of them are downstairs. And I watch Luke. I have a ball because, what's your dog's name? I forget.
Cricket, my fishing dog.
I just had
thought about Minnow, but Minnow just didn't sound good.
I had
so
a senior moment, so... But he takes, you know, Luke takes Cricket's toys and then runs full speed nonstop until the time that you run him out the front door and everything. So anyway, LC Aesthetics.
Aesthetics and Wellness.
And Wellness in Maumelle. It's on Maumelle Boulevard just off of 430?
Yes.
Yeah.
Off of 430.
Right there, right just past Metro Appliances.
Yeah.
On the same side of the street.
Yeah.
And Larry, I wanted to say real quick, I didn't have any choice. I had to start that shot because I have type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
And my A1C was just going out of control and it was starting to affect other things.
Yeah.
You know, I've only got one kidney. I was born that way and different things. And so my weight and the A1C and all that was starting to affect other parts of my body, and I didn't have any choice. And I talked to the doctor, and then I talked to Hannah, talked to Donna, and they said, well, you know, well, let's try this. And then it worked a little bit. And then I said, listen, I want to get on the strongest, whatever it is. And, or you got to, I guess, find out what works for you. And they put me on the Mounjaro, and that's when it started to drop.
Well, and you did such a great job. You lost, 45 pounds within just a few months, okay? And it was so noticeable that we're like, wow, okay? So on that, I mean, I was like, dear God, I need to lose at least 100 pounds, okay, at that point.
Yeah.
So then I hear Hannah's starting the clinic, and Hannah's doing all this, and I'm like, okay, I want to – and I literally said, Hannah, I want to be your first customer.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even open till January of 2024. And in December, I'm over there going, take my blood, do my labs. I want to be number one.
You wanted to be ready to go January 1st.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I was coming home from.
Your goal set. You had your year.
I had my
goal set.
The only goal that I set in 2024 was to lose 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'll admit, I'm a failure. I only lost 92.4. And do not forget the 0.4, because I will not allow you to, okay? I worked hard for that. So I went over there and I said, Hannah, okay, tell me whatever you need for me to do, whatever you want me to do, just get me going.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did. And so on this show tonight, I really wanted Hannah to come on here and talk about all that she does at the clinic, but really focus in this first segment. Let's focus in on weight loss of you know what we can do and you know and what you're doing. So I started my health journey January of 2024. In fact, January 3rd was the first time I came over and got a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what I love, Randy, about Hannah's clinic, it's all from a medical and a medical history and an oversight.
Right.
Okay. You go over there, I hear so many people, Hannah, talk about, yeah, I got this shot in the mail, or I got this shot, and, well, who you get it from? I don't know, somebody that I don't even know. And,
yeah.
Well, did they do labs? No. Well, how often do you go get your shot? Oh, I don't go there. They send it to me in the mail. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
Seriously?
It can be dangerous if you don't monitor it.
You're turning over your medical life to someone that you don't know and, you know, someone that's sending it to you in the mail, really?
Yeah.
I mean, you put me through the ringer. You did all kinds of lab work.
Yeah, so we make sure we check a full panel, get a medical history, do weight, do measurements, talk about diet, all of that prior to starting the injection.
Yeah. So you do like a... I don't know, 30-minute, 45-minute, or an hour intake.
Consultation.
And so, you know, you did all of this. You checked all my blood work, got all the labs back. You gave me all of the reports and everything and talked to me about it and all and said, okay, here's what we can do. And I said, okay, Hannah, get my first shot ready.
Yeah.
January 3rd. I wanted to do it the first, but I wasn't in town. Mm-hmm. January 2nd, if I'm not mistaken, we had an ice storm and I couldn't get there. Remember that?
Yeah, maybe.
And then January 3rd, I said, okay, I got to go. If I just got to if I got to put on boots and hike over there, I'm getting my shot, okay? I mean, I was full speed. I was focused on that, and I had set my goal and just did an awesome, I think it was an awesome journey for me.
Yeah.
And so we started that, and January 3rd, I got my first shot, and then all through 2024, I just had a tremendous success. Randy, instead of doing a couple of 15-minute segments, let's just roll.
Sure, yeah.
Let's get about 30 minutes into
this,
and then we'll flip over. We'll just do one commercial or something.
Yeah, Bobby's can just have one commercial.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. So what we did is I went on this shot, and, I went into it. You did my labs, and what I appreciate, Hannah, is – your weekly weigh-in. Every Tuesday at 3:00, I walk through your door.
Yeah.
Okay. And so here I am. You put me on the scales and you ask me a million questions. I mean, every visit.
Yeah. Well, and you were a good patient too. I mean, you had your blood pressure monitorings every week and, we had to go through the things. So.
Yeah. Well, you rolled your eyes at me a few times, but, I did. I did my blood pressure cuff thing and it hooks up to my cell phone and I had all of that and I was telling her because my blood pressure was horrible.
Right.
I mean, Randy, I was headed for a stroke. Mm-hmm. I was headed I was headed for a heart attack. You name it, I was headed for it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I realized this, and I didn't have another fad diet left in me. Mm-hmm. I graduated high school in 1977. I was the third smallest kid in my class. Rusty Means, at 127 pounds, Rusty Means and Eldon Watson was the two smallest. I was the third one up the ladder, okay? And everybody says, oh, Larry, you have such a bubbly personality. I did that because if I could make you laugh, you wouldn't pick on me and hit me.
Yeah.
Okay? And thank God I had two that were smaller than me. They're the ones that got picked on, not me. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I did that, but then when I graduated high school, I started traveling, singing gospel music and different things and gaining all this weight. And then we got married, started our family. I gained all the weight right along with Carol. She had a kid. She lost all of hers, and I stayed a blimp, And so I fought this all of my life. But what I figured out was when I saw your dad doing all of this, it was so successful for him, and his A1Cs were dropping, his blood pressures were dropping, and everything. And so I went in for my weekly weigh-in. You did my blood pressure. You did what, labs about once a quarter?
Yeah, typically every 3 months, 3 to 4 months.
And so you have all of that medical progress. And honestly, just months into it, you're like, hey, Larry, your A1C is dropping so much.
Yeah.
Okay. I was on three different, metformin twice a day.
Yeah.
In big dosages.
Yeah.
And then some other drug. And you started saying, hey, let me start weaning you off.
Yeah. We were able to wean you off of metformin and then blood pressure medication. You know, as we're seeing the weight loss progress, you're not going to need those higher doses of those medications. So you've got to be monitored so that we know we don't drop things too low or head the wrong direction.
And the thing on my arm that I scanned with my phone, I didn't have to do that anymore.
Yeah.
And I got so motivated.
I was on three different type of diabetes medicines.
Wow.
And I've gone off all of them.
Yeah.
And so I've still got about 20 pounds to go for my goal, but I've lost 50, so I need to lose about 20 more.
It shows right here
on the camera right there.
Yeah, right there you go.
Is the worst part.
Hey, look at my new shirt, buddy.
I went from extra large to large.
Happening kind of guy over here.
I think, I can't remember how many pant size, but it was like a lot.
So, okay, tell us if somebody wants to come into your program, Hannah, be sure, just take a moment. I'm looking something up on my phone, but take a moment and tell us, how do you get involved in this type of a program?
Yeah, so you can call our office. Our phone number is 501-232-0009. Or you can go to our website, which is www.lcawellness.com. You can book online through the website. You can call or text our main number to book a consultation. Typically, we require a initial consultation, which is going to include the lab work, a history and physical, measurements, going over all your medical history, and also discussing which option or medication is right for you, because we offer a couple of different options on the weight loss injections. We have our compounded forms of the semaglutide, which is the Ozempic that you hear out on the market, and then we have the compounded form of the tirzepatide, which is the Mounjaro on the market. And so, you know, there are some differences in the medications, and we talk through that during your initial consultation and figure out which one may be the better fit for you.
Okay.
But typically we just start with an initial consult and then, you know, kind of spend our 30, 45 minutes there and discuss everything we need to at that visit.
Can you tell Hannah a little bit about your background and that what your qualifications are?
Sure. The clinic is run. I'm a nurse practitioner, a family nurse practitioner. I have been a nurse practitioner for 7 years now. I'm in business with my mom, so she's also a nurse practitioner who's been in practice for 30-something years. You know, combined, I've got the family degree, I've got orthopedic experience, surgical experience, and then she's got family, pediatrics, sleep medicine, you know, a wide range of things that we can cover. So when we're seeing you, you know, if you do get in our program and then you are a patient of ours, you know, we can also help treat other conditions or factors that may fall into place, during your time with
us. That's what I wanted you to bring out. It's just not one of these things you come in here just to get a shot. You're coming in here for total wellness.
Yeah. Yeah.
The aesthetics and the wellness.
Yeah.
Right.
And I didn't know what aesthetics was. You'll have to explain that in the next segment. Yeah. But I do know what wellness is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it's a big part and they go hand in hand.
Well, and what I like so much about is the accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I liked walking in and into a beautiful medical facility. It is a beautiful clinic, by the way. Because if Hannah hadn't gone into medical, she should have been an interior decorator, I can tell you that.
Yeah, she designed it.
Yeah.
I built it.
Yeah, and it's gorgeous. That's right. And so the thing of it is you go in there and it's a beautiful medical place, but I love the accountability because I realized I had to go in there every Tuesday. I was excited to get my shot. And you saw the excitement. I mean, I live life with a passion, okay? And I'm very passionate about things. And so when I got into this, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. And so I looked forward to every Tuesday at 3 o'clock walking in that door, getting on those scales, celebrating and figuring out, you know, what are we doing? What's going on? And so the accountability, I think, is very important for people to understand. Now, Hannah, I had a lot of success, but I think part of it is, and you said I was a good patient, and I hope I was and am. But, you know, I went into this by give me my shot. And one of my mindsets was, how little can I eat? Mm-hmm. Because I knew I got 100 pounds I need to lose. Mm-hmm. And my goal is to lose it in 1 year. And, you know, there were times to where I would have a few weeks, I plateaued for 3 weeks mm-hmm. and did not lose 1 ounce. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I'm going to come back to that here in just a second, but the next week, the fourth week, I lost 8.6 pounds in 1 week.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The next week I lost 6.8. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all documented. I got an Excel spreadsheet for everything. Trust me. Hannah knows. Yeah. Hannah knows. I got it. And it's on my phone and I can share it with anybody anytime. I did that, but to go back to that 3 weeks that I plateaued, do you realize, Randy, in those 3 weeks, I lost 3 inches in my waist.
Wow.
I didn't lose an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
But I lost inches.
Yeah.
And it didn't make sense to me. And a buddy of mine who actually was a Mounjaro rep, worked for Eli Lilly that makes this stuff, I told him about it. And he goes, oh, it makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. I said, well, it certainly don't make sense to me. But he explained it to me. It still doesn't make sense because he talked way over my head. I didn't understand.
Larry, man, you don't know anything about medical.
Well, we don't. But I do know that I went from a size 48 waist and I'm in 32s right now.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Yeah. There's the live crowd. There we go. You. So I cannot tell people how excited I am about this and how much you really need to go see Hannah. If you're not seeing Hannah, you're wrong. I'm telling you. You need to just get off your fat butt and go see Hannah because she can help you out.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't have to worry about taking all that medicine. I don't have to wear that thing on my arm. I see how little I eat, about half or a fourth of what I used to eat.
Right, right. We're going to Sirloin's Inn Wednesday night, and I will get a steak.
Yeah,
I'll probably get the biggest steak, but I will guarantee you I'll eat half of it, and I'll be totally full, and I'll probably take it home and eat the rest of it for lunch. So I get a double portion.
That's what you always do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, along with that, you know, everybody thinks, okay, and I call this the miracle drug, mm-hmm. okay? I do. My buddy, who's the ex-rep, said, no, it's not, I don't call any drug a miracle drug. Well, I do. Okay. Yeah. This is a miracle drug for me. It changed my life. Okay. So it's a miracle drug, but everybody thinks, well, I can take this shot and then eat whatever I want. No, you can't. Mm-hmm. You have to change your lifestyle.
Yeah.
And that's it. I changed my lifestyle. I've become more healthy by losing all this weight. And now I'm on this health kick of seeing, you know, what I really can do.
Well, sure.
And so, along with it, I saw how little I could eat. Another thing is exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I swim a mile a day. I get done with Bobby's and I go to the gym that I work out at, and I get in the pool and I swim a mile in laps.
Yeah.
How important is exercise along with this?
Yeah, it's very important, you know, and sometimes that's what we'll see when patients are coming in is they're not doing the other things they need to do. They're eating through the shot. They're getting that extra pie and just, you know, whatever they want. They're not drinking their water. They're not doing any form of exercise. And if that happens, then you won't see the results on the scale. So, you know, you do have to do your part with it, especially if you're going to go through that whole process. And then, you know, we'll be able to reap the rewards of your hard work. But you got to put your part in.
I'm glad you brought up the water because you harped on that with me until Dear God, I've drunk more water in 2024 than I have the rest of my life combined. Yeah. I don't like water.
Yeah.
Okay, seriously. But I listened to you. You said you got to drink. Yeah. I bet I was drinking a gallon of water a day.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll stand there with fresh lemons, and I'll squeeze lemons in it until it has some kind of taste, you know? Because just to drink water, man, I'd just soon ram my head against the wall. I mean, I just don't like it. So, you know, and then you mentioned something else about a compounder, okay?
Yeah.
Is it fair enough for me to say, maybe I can say it and you can't, but isn't it fair enough for me to say that not all compounders are created equal?
Correct. Yeah. I would agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're very particular about the compounders that you use.
Yes.
On these drugs.
We are. Yeah. We are pharmacies that we get our medications through. We make sure that they follow FDA regulations, although they're technically not regulated by the FDA. But not all pharmacies do that.
Because when these drugs first came out, they were only for diabetics. You could only get them if you were a diabetic. Mm-hmm. Now the FDA went back and said, okay, well, did they or did they not?
I don't know really what's going on.
Okay.
Some of them are approved, I think, for weight loss now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's still going back and forth.
Is there anything, before we go to a commercial break, is there anything that on weight loss or on these shots or anything that you'd like to add that I've rambled on about
my
story.
I know that you did a good job explaining your story and kind of everything you did with having the accountability as far as the weekly weigh-ins and coming into the office to get your weekly shot. I do find, you know, now we've been doing this for a little over a year, and the patients that have had the most success are the ones that are staying accountable to the program, you know, making sure they get their exercise in, ones that kind of just want to, you know, come get their shot every now and then, you know, aren't as, you know, doing as well. But hopefully they'll get there.
Well, and, you know, along with my story is Carol went on this same shot.
Yeah.
And she lost 40 pounds. Okay. And she did an awesome job. And, you know, she went off of it. Now she went back on it.
Yeah.
And in all seriousness, she said, Larry, I've got to go back on it.
Yeah.
Because honestly, when I'm on this shot, I've got joints that when I go off of it, I hurt.
Well, it's, you know, funny that you mention that because they're starting to research the drug, not only in diabetics and weight loss, but Alzheimer's and dementia, fatty liver disease, addictive tendencies, non-food related also, and autoimmune issues. So they're starting to see a correlation between inflammation and the drug helping decrease inflammation over the body, which a lot of those autoimmune diseases, it's inflammation, which then again can also be linked back to, you know, insulin resistance, which the shot helps treat. So,
and heart doctors are loving these.
Yeah.
Right?
I believe so.
That's what I'm hearing anyway.
I've got a patient that sees a nephrologist that his nephrologist has shown improvements in their numbers, and so they're for it. And you know, I'm hopeful that we'll see a lot of benefit from it in the future.
You know, I'm really getting into homeopathy. Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't tell you, but I now have a homeopathy specialist that I have done my first Zoom call with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you know, and I'm not going to put words in her mouth, but I told her, I said, now all these other drugs I'm not married to.
Yeah.
You tell me what to take and I'll change off of them. But now this Monjaro shot, I'm married to it. Do you understand? And she goes, oh, no, you need to go ahead and continue your program.
Yeah.
Okay. So if somebody like that can give me a stamp of approval that says, okay, that one's good.
Yeah.
I feel really good about this. So I just can't talk too highly of it. And I know that it's helped Carol in different things and helped me, and we're just, you know, kind of on this health kick right now. So I'm just so happy that I did this, and I'm so happy I did it with you.
Yeah.
Because honestly, it was a pleasure to go see you and Donna every Tuesday, get my shot and talk about all the weight loss and celebrate and everything. And so I'm just really thrilled that we did it, and I'm thrilled that you're on the show.
Yes.
Now, I do know that there are other things that you do at your clinic, mm-hmm. and I want to come back and talk about those, but let's go to a commercial. Randy will go to a commercial, and then we'll come back and let Hannah talk about some of the other things that she does.
Sounds good.
All right.
When your event is catered by Bobby's Country Cooking, it's like coming home to eat. And Bobby's makes it easy. 224-9500 for the best homestyle catering available with desserts to die for. The food you love for your next gathering. Bobby's Country Cooking, Little Rock.
Okay, Randy, we are back and we are having a lot of fun. We talked a lot about me.
Yeah.
Because this is the year of me, okay?
Right.
But, you know, we have found out that the name of this show is Aesthetics and Wellness, this particular episode. Now, mm-hmm. aesthetics really kind of comes down to making you look prettier.
Is that what it means?
Yeah, and okay. A lot of people like that, but as pretty as I am, I don't think I need that much stuff, okay? Uh-huh. So I'm going to get Hannah more involved. Okay, I did a lot of talking about me on the first part of the show.
Right.
We're going to throw this to Hannah. Hannah, what I really want you to do is talk about what other services do you offer? And we'll jump in with any questions or comments. And I know that you have different things. One other service I was involved with, and I don't mind saying that, but go ahead and tell us, what all do you do at your clinic other than just this weight loss?
Yeah, so we do a bunch of things. So we've got, you know, I'm there as a nurse practitioner, my mom's there working as a nurse practitioner, and then we also have our esthetician there too. So what that means is we have somebody there.
What is an esthetician?
Yeah, we have somebody there that focuses on facials and skincare, just helping you feel relaxed and rejuvenated when you leave. And so she's there for those services. So she offers a handful of different facial, anywhere from 60 to 90 minutes that you can come in and you know, be relaxed and take a minute for yourself. She also does some eyebrow, eyelash tinting and lifting. She's going to school right now to do permanent cosmetics. So I think that'll be another option that we'll be adding to our menu.
What is permanent cosmetics?
So permanent cosmetics is essentially tattooing on the face. Your eyebrows, your eyeliner, your makeup, you can tattoo
it on
your face.
Can you do any of my freckles?
We have other things we can do to get those off.
Okay,
so,
good.
We also do chemical peels and those sorts of things, which help with brown spots and pigmentation and stuff like that. Some of the other aesthetic services include injectables, so Botox, Dysport to help wrinkles, relax those. Fillers, which will help put volume back into the face where we're missing it.
A lot of ladies are real big into that right now, right?
Yeah, there is a lot. Yeah. Okay. And the aesthetics world, I think, is moving into more of regenerative medicine. And so I think that's almost in your holistic approach, as you talked to earlier. There's a lot being put into stem cell therapy, platelet-rich plasma. They're using that all over the body now. Peptide therapy is also up and coming, and I think we're really going to see that play a big role in the aesthetics in the future. So there's a lot of things that are more focusing. Aesthetics is also becoming in wellness. So they're combined, and they're becoming and gaining more popularity, you know,
so
as we go.
We go, especially in Little Rock, you see a lot of med spas, med spas, med spas, med spas. Is this med spa or is this both med spa, aesthetics, wellness? Is that all of it?
So we are technically a med spa, but it's just what we offer and how we offer it, I think, that can set us apart. So, you know, being nurse practitioner owned and run, we're putting that personal touch onto, you know, making sure we care for you. You know, sometimes doctors get a bad rap that they don't have good bedside personality, and nurse practitioners are known to listen more a little bit. So we like to think of that. So we try to focus on every patient.
What about guys? I know we do, you know, we're into the weight loss, but what mm-hmm. are the things do you
so
treat
I'll,
guys
I'll,
for?
I'll have more of our male clients do the weight loss. have a lot come in for IV therapy too. So we offer that. So if you're dehydrated or sick or about to go on a big trip and just need a little pick me up, we're doing that too. So we have a lot of men that come in for those services. And then we're also doing some hormone replacement. And so we get quite a few men for the hormone replacement. And
so is that the testosterone injections? Yeah. Okay.
Testosterone injections or testosterone pellets. We're doing those now where we can implant the pellet, which essentially is just testosterone powder comprised into pellet form. And so we can implant that in the subcutaneous tissue, and it gives you a steady release of the hormones for females 3 months, males 6 months.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm. Larry, you want to go get some testosterone?
I probably need some. I can tell you this much.
Let me get you on camera. Hold on. Go for it. Tell us this much, Larry.
I don't want to brag about anything.
Carol's in here. So, tell us this much.
No, I'm not going to brag.
How much testosterone does he have?
No, he needs a whole lot. That's what he needs. Hannah actually listens. And, you know, customer service is something really huge at your place. She actually listens, unlike her dad, who checks out. Randy, I love you. You're like a brother, but, you know, I almost killed him when we first started doing this podcast. I almost killed him because I sent him like a 30-page email of here's what we're covering.
I ain't gonna read it.
I said, "Did you go through all the material for tonight?" Oh my God! Don't ever do that to me again. You know, he almost died.
Yeah,
and so I went down to a one-page little format. Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's all.
There it is.
Yeah.
It's all blank except one little note. I said I had to make one edit. So.
And so there you go. So Hannah does a wonderful job at listening to you. And through all the conversation that we had when I, you know, every time I went, was you figured out some little thing that we need to tweak and you need to watch. And you watched all that.
And sometimes that's what you don't get or you don't get when you're not, you know, going to a facility or checking in with a provider at least, you know, weekly or every 2 weeks, is you're not having that accountability and being monitored. And so we don't know if we need to adjust your dose or, you know, take you off of medication or something like that.
So. Right. And so all of these other services, I think they're really big. And I know that a lot of ladies, and I know when I come into your lobby, you have a lot of product on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know that, you know, Carol, I guess I can speak on your behalf, but she's on, you know, something for her hair.
Yeah.
You know.
So we carry the Nutrafol products. So we've got them for women and for men. So that is a hair growth supplement. So, and sometimes as patients go through the weight loss journey, you can start to lose hair too, more so because you're not eating as much anymore. So, you kind of get a little malnutrition, which then can make your hair fall out. So we do carry the Nutrafol. We tried a couple of different products, and I found that one to be the one that, you know, we saw the best results with and liked. So we've got that available. We've got skincare available. I carry a couple different brands, Skin Better, Hydrinity, and Jan Marini. So those are the three ones that we use and, you know, all of our employees use and use them on patients.
Well, and I like the idea that you and your mom, Donna, are really staying on what I would call the cutting edge.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, every seems like couple of months, you're going to Nashville or New Orleans or Kansas City or someplace to some seminar of some kind to kind of look and hear what is the newest, latest, greatest, you know, thing.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's ever-changing. So you've got to stay on top of it.
Sure you do.
So there's new things coming out, and we want to make sure we are providing safe practice, but also, you know, the best practice too. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Well, I love what I did with you and everything. And I know that we have a couple of patients in the studio audience tonight.
Yeah, we got a.
And they're,
this is as many as we've had.
This is as many as we can fit in here, I think.
Okay. Hannah, I got one question for you, though, before we leave. What does mom do?
Well, she's good at taking medications.
She will listen
sometimes. Answering the phone.
Oh, okay. So you got an APN answering the phone.
I sure do.
Okay. Well, that's how qualified we are over there, Randy.
You know. Okay. I just wonder what she does.
Leaving the lab out.
You know, the girl who does the facial, what's her name? I forget.
Leah.
Leah. She's this skinny little, I don't know if she weighs 100 pounds dripping wet, little skinny redhead. And you told me one day
she's... You don't want to mess with her.
She's,
you do not.
What did you say she was? An Army?
Ex-Marine.
She's an ex-Marine.
Or she, no, she's a Marine.
She's Marine.
Yeah.
Marine. She, and yeah. A sharpshooter or something like that?
Yeah.
You know? And Bob, was I not supposed to say that?
No, I don't know. Oh, okay. I know she's Marine. You don't want to mess with her. You don't want to mess with a Marine.
Well,
period.
I don't want to mess with anybody, you know?
You get ready to see when we do Uncle Frank. You don't want to mess with a Marine. He's got two purple hearts and everything else, so.
Well. Boy, I got to bite my tongue there because I started to get on something political, and I don't want to do that this show.
No, not this show.
But come back next show, and trust me,
we've
got plenty. So, well, I think we've probably covered a lot of your services that you do. And do you have a website?
I do. LCAwellness.com.
LCAwellness.com.
Yes. And okay. So you can see all of our services there. You can book online there, and our phone number is listed on there too, which is a textable number as well. So it comes directly to us. So easy access to get in touch with us.
I love it. You know, every Tuesday or I think Wednesday night, maybe I get a text from Hannah's, computer system that says, don't forget your appointment tomorrow. Everything is so professional. Everything is so up and up, and everything is so wonderful. When they tell me, hey, Larry, we're coming up on labs, so next time that you come in, be sure that you're fasting and everything.
Cool.
They're flexible. I was there, like I said, every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, but they were very flexible in, hey, you got to fast. I don't want to fast all day. I mean, so let me come in on, Monday morning or Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. or whatever time, get my blood drawn, taken care of there. And as well as with all of the blood work, the labs that they were doing and everything, they would also, forward that on to my doctor, and work hand in hand with them. And so I just found that your services were phenomenal. I can't speak too highly of you guys. I really can't.
Well, thank you.
So I hope that we have done what you do, what you're doing. I hope we've done it justice on this podcast by talking about everything. And I hope everybody listening will go and talk to Hannah and see what she can do for you. Sounds like a whole lot of services.
Yeah.
Okay. So be sure and call Hannah, and be sure and remember, 2025 is the year of me. Hey, have a great day. And tomorrow.